Angélique Kidjo is the most famous singer from Benin in West Africa. That might not be saying much, but since she burst onto the international music scene more than a decade ago, she's gained a steady following. Kidjo's seventh CD, Black Ivory Soul, explores connections between African and Brazilian music. Banning Air has a review.
Angélique Kidjo has always had to deal with the puzzlement of listeners who expect music from Africa to sound wholly foreign. But Kidjo's great gift has always been her ability to connect the foreign and the familiar. Her first international hit, Batonga, turned Benin folklore into funky dance pop with help from Joe Galdo of Miami Sound Machine. Since then, she's covered everything from the famous East African ballad Malaika to Gershwin's Summertime and Hendrix's Voodoo Child, always in her own way. Black Ivory Soul includes a number of songs she co-wrote with Brazilian musicians, like this one, Tumba, composed by Kidjo and Carlinhos Brown of Bahia, Brazil. Tumba, 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 yo. In a departure from her elaborately produced albums of the past, Kidjo recorded these songs quickly, with the whole band playing together in the studio. Her musicians come from Benin, Congo, Brazil, Guinea-Bissau, the United States, and the West Indies, but the sounds of Brazil, samba, bossa nova, and trio electrico really define this album. Kidjo says that when she first heard Brazilian samba, it sounded like a traditional style she had grown up with in Benin. On this song, co-written with guitarist Vinicius Cantuária, samba becomes a perfect vehicle for Kidjo's most melodic singing. Black Ivory Soul is rich with variety. Kidjo delves into a number of gentler rhythms in addition to the dance-oriented crankers that are her stock and trade. She gets help at one point from Dave Matthews. Matthews' husky tenor and Kidjo's powerful alto voices start by trading verses and then come together in a sweet union of grit and honey. You don't have to be old to be wise. The bird doesn't wait till he dies to fly. An emptiness is not for me. Fill me up, spill over me. Angélique Kidjo says this is the second in a trilogy of albums exploring the music of the African diaspora. Her 1998 release, Oremi, made links to American rock and R&B. Black Ivory Soul focuses on Brazil, and her next project will explore music in Cuba, Haiti, and New Orleans. But at the end of the day, for Kidjo, it's all part of the same thing, the great family of musical arts that have flowed over the centuries from Mama Africa.
The CD is Black Ivory Soul by Angélique Kidjo. Our reviewer, Banning Air, is editor of Afropop.org.